Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast. We are Briggs and Dodson, two seasoned moms with a collective of eight kids and an abundance of chaos. We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely. We're queens with broken crowns. Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers. We also intend to drink. Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers. Actually, they're trying to kill us. Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers! Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Two Moms and a Mic.
Morning, Briggs.
This is our episode 7 today.
I know, I'm excited.
Congratulations on episode lucky 7.
It is lucky 7.
We'll see.
Like the, what is it? If your business makes it for 7 years, you're good. Stay married for 7 years.
I was just going to say, I think they say that about marriages too.
Yeah. Okay. It's 11:42.
What?
I know. But it's, that's okay. We've done a lot of stuff already today and it's still technically morning.
I felt like I just 2 seconds ago said it's 11:15. How did that happen?
I know.
Where did that half hour go?
When you're having fun? I don't know.
When you're having technical difficulties. Yeah.
I've so enjoyed having this time like to catch up on Wednesdays.
I know. The late start days.
And I skipped it today.
Oh, that's right. You started
your day super early. I was like, find a good ride because I had two appointments for myself this morning.
Good for you. That's how it should be.
Wellness Wednesday, I guess. I got my tiny boobs smashed and then I got my eyes checked.
There you go.
I'm feeling very midlife. How do you know you're 45?
Yeah. Readers
I have my readers and we're sharing a pair of readers.
I got mine.
Fabulous.
I think in the last episode, I didn't even know what they were. Did I?
Yeah.
Didn't I ask you?
Cheaters readers.
Yeah. And here I am wearing some now. Great invention, by the way.
Oh, they're awesome.
I thought I was in the clear. I mean, just like 6 months ago, I had LASIK surgery and I thought, I'm never going to
That's so that you're not generally blind. You still need
readers. I was like very blind.
Yeah.
For a very, very long time. And so I thought once I had LASIK that I was in the clear, I didn't have to worry about my eyes anymore.
Right.
And now I can't see things close up. I'm finding myself holding my phone far away from my face when I'm reading it. And I find myself getting, you know, headaches if I'm reading a lot.
Oh,
so
that's
not good. So now I understand why every store, grocery stores, pharmacies, everywhere you go, has this rack full of readers. I'm like, what are these? Why are these everywhere?
While you check out and read a magazine full of lies, here's some readers to help you read them.
That's exactly right. Well, now I know that they're actually legit.
So this pair of readers I have is, you know, because I have a bunch and that is like my granny pair, just style-wise. So this morning at the eye doctor, I was picking out a new pair. I picked out this really cool, like kind of hipster, bigger frames.
They were awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very retro. And the woman that was helping me, she's like, oh, yes, all the young adults are choosing those. I'm like, look, lady, I've got a granny pair on my head, and now I'm getting the ones for the young adults.
Was she trying to tell you shouldn't get them because you were too old to wear
them? I don't think so. But I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I will wear whatever the fuck I want to wear.
That's exactly
right. Don't say that those are for the hipsters.
Yeah.
No. This lady might be 45, but I'm wearing the cool stuff.
Absolutely. We got to try to keep ourselves feeling young somehow. And I will tell you one way that I kind of feel old. And that is when I'm driving in the car with my kids and we're listening to music.
Yes.
And I'm finding that when I hear my kids complaining about my music, like oldies, seriously, the time that we're living in right now, don't you feel at our age, think 30 years ago? I'm thinking the 70s.
I am too.
It's the 90s.
I know.
I still think it's the 90s.
I'm going to keep that little brain damage piece for myself, though, because...
Me too.
No, the 90s just happened. They did not happen 30 years ago. Sorry.
It happened 2 years ago.
I know.
And do you notice that that the kids, you know, the signs in liquor stores or pharmacies or whatever...
Oh, it's from like 1996 or
1998.
Okay.
I think to buy
cigarettes. Like, you're going to sell these babies cigarettes and alcohol?
Right. Okay. They're 6 months old.
Shame on you. Those are babies. You do realize you're selling booze to those babies, huh? I'm going to watch you do that right now and turn you in.
I mean, there is nothing that reminds you of how old you are until you see you cannot purchase alcohol if you are younger than 1998. Oh, that's depressing.
Remember when the music when we were younger that was old was actually called the oldies. Like that was a category.
Yeah. The Beatles, Elvis.
Yeah, but I don't, that's not a category anymore, is it? The oldies? People still say that? What are you listening to? The oldies. Do they say that?
No, but now it's more like
mom music.
Like for me, when I was growing up, classic rock was big in my family.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, my dad had a side gig as my whole life growing up. He played in a band and they played a lot of classic rock. So classic rock was always in my mind, Led Zeppelin and like 70s rock. Now classic rock is Guns N' Roses and Def Leppard and all those rock bands that we used to listen to growing up is considered classic.
It's still the other stuff too, though. They don't call the other stuff oldies. It's just a broader category.
They don't really say the word oldies anymore, but they might as well.
Well, I like to listen to all music, but I do like my oldies. The other day, this is funny because now when we listened to music, it was that whole thing. You see the silly memes of, you know, you took the pencil and you erased or the eraser to fix the cassette tape that was broken.
Oh, absolutely.
And
to reel it in, you mean?
Pure joy. Yeah, to reel it in. Reading the inside of a CD, right? Like in BMG where you would order, was that what it was called when you would get like
Columbia House?
Yeah. Columbia House. It was the best.
12 cassette tapes for a penny.
I know.
And then you'd never pay them.
Never.
Because then they would send you stuff and then the
too much.
Then the other tapes would come in and they'd be like $30 a piece.
I know.
I wonder why they're out of business. Never paid them.
Okay, but now instead of the joy of that and reading the lyrics inside the CD, it's this, we're singing our songs on TikTok. And so it was Musical.ly, and now they're singing them on TikTok, which looks fun as shit. And I would be doing if I was that age.
Totally.
It's weird because everything's live and everything's recorded. I mean, it's not live, but I mean, there's documentation that nobody documented us reading CD lyrics and trying to figure out lyrics. Every time they like sing a song or like enjoy their music, it's documented now. It's their fault, but. Well, the reason I'm saying that is because one of these, so the TikTok, I think there's more than TikTok, but we'll just call it all TikTok. So they'll take a song, like an oldie song, and turn it into one of these 5-second TikTok things, right? Mm-hmm. The one day my kid was singing, the Build Me Up Buttercup.
Okay.
Which is an oldie.
Yeah.
But it was made new again through a TikTok.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I love that song. I'm so happy you're playing it. It reminds me of it. She's like, excuse me, what?
Do you know,
this? No. Ew. Now it's also tainted and gross because mom knows
because it. Because you knew it. I find a lot of songs recently are either sampled from old songs that we know or they're just remakes.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of originality.
I like them though. Do you?
If I hear something brings back my memory from my childhood and I hear my kids listening to it, even if it's from a current artist, I love it.
It's happy.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about your kids' music? I mean, as parents, our knee-jerk reaction is to
Okay. If you were to generalize parents and kids' music, yes. To generalize, hate it. I think you and I are very, very unique and in that we are both huge lovers of music. And it's a big part of our lives. We've gone to our concerts together. I think that's how we started hanging out. I mean, we knew each other at preschool, but we didn't really hang out until we decided to be concert wives.
I was just going to say, you were my concert wife for
concert
a lot of
wives,
concerts. We love this topic. That's why this episode
this
is so fun for us because we love this topic.
We should talk about this for the whole, forever.
Forever.
So I do think that, yes, as a general rule that parents are like, of course, yeah, we hate your music. Turn that shit down. I mean, that's how I grew up.
I did too.
I grew up with playing the inappropriate stuff, which was far less inappropriate than what's being played by my kids.
What was inappropriate when you were a kid?
Anthrax.
Oh, yeah.
And
heavy metal.
All of my music was actually inappropriate because my mother at that time was very, very religious. And a big part of her religion was you do not bring the Antichrist into the house through your bad music. Media in, media out. If you listen to that, that will make you a rotten person. I mean, she was very strict. The back masking was a thing she believed in.
Yep.
I think it was that song, was it We Are the Champions? It was one Queen song. I forget exactly which one it was, but in whatever movie my mom watched in her Bible study said that this song, we'll just say it was We Are the Champions. Backwards says, I love to smoke marijuana.
Oh.
In the back masking.
I didn't know that.
And my mom fully believed in all the back masking, all of it. So I was not allowed to listen to anything. She only listened to Christian music or like Lionel Richie. I was allowed to listen to Lionel Richie, which was...
Lionel Richie's amazing.
He is amazing, but I wanted to listen to Guns N' Roses and Heart. So there was one time in church,
Heart.
I got the Heart tape
that is my,
from Columbia House or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And my mom found it because I didn't hide it. I didn't think it was bad. And my mom found it and took it away. So I had arranged at church that next Sunday to smuggle one because, you know, you can buy like five through the Columbia House, right?
Oh, I think
so.
It's
my friend
for
had
money.
An extra. I'm like, yeah. You got to give me a Heart tape.
Yeah.
Oh, so she smuggled it to me in church, and I got in big trouble.
Oh, so you had a much stricter...
Yeah. Very. But now I'm rubber band effect. I'm overly free. So yeah. I'm riding with my teenager, and it's like, you know, fuck this and bitch that. And I'm like, freedom in music.
Right.
But inside dying a little bit.
What age do you think that you solidified your music taste?
Oh,
I
gosh.
Feel like when we get to a certain
I don't think
age,
I, you know what? No, I'm so eclectic and ADHD-ish in my music approach. Still, I remember when I was in high school, I loved Guns N' Roses, like freshman year. But I looked like I loved Debbie Gibson. I didn't look like a rocker. I wore pink and had the scrunchie. And I remember my friends were like, wait, you listen to what? I'm like, yeah, Zeppelin and Guns N' Roses. They're like, you look like Debbie Gibson. I'm like, well, I mean, I like her too. And I'm still like that. I'm like Megadeth and Taylor Swift. Or I mean, I like all music to a fault.
Me too.
I cannot be pinpointed. So my answer to that is never. I never did.
I don't mean like across genres. I just mean time-wise. Do you keep moving forward with every new artist and every new song that comes out? Or do you give it a chance? Or did you find that you kind of stopped around, I don't know, when you were like 35 or something? And
no,
you're like,
I mean, maybe
no,
I
more
took breaks when I was like drowning in motherhood and I didn't have time to explore new things.
Right.
But I
love are you open to it?
I'm always open to it.
Here, I'm not anymore.
Wait, do you love this song? I am completely obsessed with Billie Eilish, even though I'm old. Listen to this. Have you heard this one?
Oh, yeah.
I love it so much.
I love Billie Eilish.
I do too.
The thing about Billie Eilish to me, and she kind of reminds me of a younger version of me, not outwardly, but she reminds me of a female version of Marilyn Manson.
She does.
She's like got this little, I don't know.
She seems like a sweet kid who just knows what she wants to say.
But her voice is like so unique.
I love her voice.
I cannot find the word.
Because anytime you have a voice that's very distinct,
yes.
I feel like you win in the world of music.
She
right?
is unique and she will not be compared to anybody else.
Nope. She's coming back in concert. We should go.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. So no, I don't.
She's like 18.
I know. And she was homeschooled too. Did you know that?
I did not. Oh, so she's one of those.
fuck you. Yeah. I listen to everything. And I like a lot of my kids' music.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of it where I'm like, what in the fuck are you listening to?
What's your go-to, though? I mean, when you're in your car by yourself, do you go to your kids' music?
No.
Never.
Well, not never, but almost never. Every now and then, if I just let my teenager play what she likes, I will find some stuff that I like. I don't like it anymore, but I did like the Young Gravy for a little bit. I really do like the Childish Gambino. Do you like that I call them the Childish Gambino? I don't
See,
think
we don't
his
even
name
know
is
how to
the.
Say the name of the artist.
The Young Gravy, the Childish Gambino. I can't even fucking
yeah.
say it. Childish Gambino. A lot of her stuff I'll never look up and I completely hate because it's all Lil. I'm like, can we just not listen to any of the Lils?
Right. They're all Lils.
Lils.
That's where I don't find anything to be special anymore. Their generation, they think that all these artists sound different. It's just your perspective and it's your generation and it's what you enjoy.
You think in the 50s when there was all that roller coaster pop that parents then were thinking of their kids, well, all your music sounds the same. Because history does repeat itself in that way, don't you think?
I don't know if they thought that it all sounded the same, but I knew that even back then, the generations of parents did not like their children listening to that music. Because
right.
when Elvis came out,
oh,
right?
Well, all hell broke loose, right? Because how dare he gyrate?
Right. Right. I mean, and the parents were just
awoken sexuality in a total a mass population.
And he was a known drug addict and alcoholic. And so what kind of a role model was he? He was a rock star. And
I don't think they're supposed to, they're not meant to be role models. They just become that.
Right.
Because they're rock stars. That's a thing.
Right. But people, in, especially
by the way,
young kids, look
October
up to them.
Now. Sorry, I mean, have you heard Rocktober?
No.
I had to say that before. I forgot.
What's Rocktober?
I just saw that term like maybe last night. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think it sounds good. I'm like, I should listen to some sort of rock every day in October and call it Rocktober.
Rocktober? Well, it's always Rocktober.
I know,
October,
but I mean, I want to put a special emphasis on it. okay, sorry, what were you saying?
I remember when I was younger and I loved all that same music that you talked about, Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, all those hair bands.
Uh-huh.
I loved, loved, loved
Poison.
That
remember
music.
When you wore Poison. The Poison outfit to that benefit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was 80. Madonna.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. What year was that? Like 2010 or 12 or something?
Yeah.
That was a fun night.
Something like that.
I teased my hair up so high.
Your hair was huge.
That was me. That's what I looked like. Like, that was
me. I mean, you looked good.
In the 80s.
I had the biggest push-up bra ever on that night.
You did
to be Madonna. But
you,
I won, remember?
You won the contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had the toy boy belt.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Boy toy.
We're not old now.
Well,
boy toy.
I remember listening. Oh, and I have something to tell you about Madonna, too.
That you're going to the concert? I got invited.
No.
To the Madam X.
Have you seen her in concert?
Never.
Never?
Isn't that bad?
She is incredible in concert.
Madonna
is one of my favorite concerts I've ever been to.
But you did you go in the 80s when she was like crawling on the stage like a virgin?
I did not. I went once in the 90s and then I went...
Papa Don't Preach?
Yes. No, that was 80s.
What was the 90s?
I went more in the...
The church one?
You know, like the Evita's stage or whatever that was.
No. Snore Factor.
Yeah, but she played all of her 80s and that's when I had the best time of
then
concerts
good.
When she plays those. But
Frankie just discovered Material Girl. She thinks that is the shit and she's right.
That's a great song.
I know.
I remember all of that music that I listened to, all of those bands, like the rock bands. As a parent, could you really tell the difference between any of those guys? I mean, they all wore makeup, they all wore leather, they all teased their hair up, they all had long hair. As a parent, like my mom, she would be like, they all look and sound the same.
Well, okay.
They all have a couple of huge rock songs, and then they have a love ballad, and then they go back to their heavy stuff, and then cheesy stuff or whatever, and all they do is sing about like sex and drugs and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I feel now that I'm a parent, I'm feeling that way about the kids.
And the lils.
Rap music and all the lils.
Yes.
I don't find a difference between
right.
any of them.
If you don't listen carefully, they do all sound the same. Yes. And they kind of all sound shitty.
Yes. Well, because it's mumble rap.
It's what?
Mumble rap.
Oh, mumble.
They sound like they're sleeping. They're talking in their sleep.
Okay, the other day I was driving with my teen. I let her, if she's behaving, I let her play her music to a point. And I'm like, can you just please mix it up a little bit? Every three songs, put one in that's familiar to me or that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So she was very sweet. She played the Gambino for me. The Gambino.
The Gambino.
But then she played, wait, I have it in here because I saved it because I knew that we were going to talk about this sometime. She played Lil something. Oh, here. Lil Wayne. Have you heard of him?
Well, Lil Wayne is, he's early 2000s.
Okay.
Yes.
Her
he
response,
was like one of the OG Lils.
Okay. Thank you. Because when this came on, she had already played other Lil stuff. But I was like, am I saying it right? Lil? How do you say it?
Well, you're white, so you could say little.
I could say little and that would be accepted.
Little.
Wait,
little
should we
Wayne.
Enunciate it properly? Little.
Little.
Like we're in a voice and diction class? Little.
It's hard for me to say Lil. Like,
Lil?
I feel like
I
I'm choking on my tongue.
Lil.
Lil.
It doesn't come naturally, and that's okay.
It does
so
not.
She played a whole bunch of Lils that I was like, okay, I'm glad that song is over. So then Lil Wayne came on, and I can see what's playing in my car. And I saw that it said with Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, totally acceptable. Turn it up without even really knowing what it sounded like. But I thought, well, Kendrick is there, so that's good.
Yeah.
Because I do really, really like Kendrick.
Okay.
Do you?
No.
No. Okay. Well, screw you again.
That's fine.
But Also, I have obviously no tolerance for you not loving what I love. So I said, oh, this, another little, I mean, I guess this one's okay because Kendrick's in it. And she said what you just said. She's like, oh, well, as far as Lil's go, Lil Wayne's the best.
Well, I'll give her that.
Yeah. And I did enjoy the song. But then I thought, oh, since we're talking about the Lils, I said, oh, did you see there's this new documentary about Lil Peep? Thinking she would be interested. And she's like, oh God, no, I'll never watch that. He's literally the worst. All he raps about is drugs and depression. And he's got all those tats on his face. And I was like, okay, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I felt like she was at least paying good attention to what she chose and mm-hmm. not just listening to nonsense, mm-hmm. which made me a proud mom.
I like to listen to my kids' music sometimes in the car, even though deep down inside, I hate it to my core.
Hey, do you hate it because it sounds like shit, or do you hate it because the lyrics are so bad?
So a little bit of both. Part of me has very little respect for all the auto-tune. I feel like...
That's where it's going, though.
I feel like if it's lyrical, then I can respect that. Nobody plays instruments anymore.
Well,
I don't even think that the real talent is even in the artist. I think that the talent is in the producer at this point, because there's so much auto-tune and it's the person that's creating the beats that is actually behind the song, at least in that genre.
Well,
I'm not a music expert or like...
I could sit around with you and spend 3 to 5 hours talking about that topic alone.
Yeah.
Because that's becoming a lost art and that's its own topic of discussion.
I agree.
That I don't think our mom audience gives any shits about.
No.
You and I could nerd out and talk about that.
Well, yeah. We'll put on our readers and we'll
get out our eight tracks.
Out. Yeah. But I think that music plays such a major role in teenagers' lives right now, and they always have. And so I think that even if we hate it, we can't always control it.
I don't try to control it one bit because of my upbringing with this hyper backmasking awareness and everything. Like
sure.
We were literally not allowed, me and my brother were not allowed to play the stuff we wanted to play at all. God bless the Walkman.
But
so I let my teenager.
We didn't have the resources back then to just listen. We had to listen to it at home or in the car, or I guess our Walkman. But if you had a Walkman, you had to like sneak the
That's why I was
tape.
Sneaking the hard tape
right.
in church, because I wanted to listen to it.
Right.
We didn't have the same freedom that the kids have today. They're so spoiled. They get to play whatever
Spotify,
they want all
SoundCloud,
the time.
iTunes. I mean,
screw you. Pulling up whatever song you want whenever it suits you.
I mean, I had to, how many times
Wait
I had to rewind
the
my
boom
favorite
box
songs?
Or buy MTV for the Belinda Carlisle to come on.
Seriously, or wait until it came on the freaking radio.
That's what I mean.
I used to actually call into the radio
Me
stations
too.
In Chicago.
Me too. I would request Madonna
to play my song, and then those assholes would talk over the introduction of
I
the
know.
Song, and then they would.
I know,
cut
but
off
if you
end.
Got one chorus, then hey, second verse and a chorus.
Or I'd run on a tape, and you'd have to make sure that you would press the record and play at
the same time. I know.
It was a pain in the ass.
These kids
just get to pull up whatever song.
I look back on
want.
That fondly, though. I do.
I do, too.
We worked hard to make sure we could do it.
Oh, to make a mixtape? Hours.
Days.
To make a perfect mixtape.
Well, if you wanted to give one to your date or your boyfriend, you had to start like months in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Erasure. So I've built this 80s playlist lately, just the 80s pop. And I make my kids listen to it all the time. It's so cute.
I
have this
80s.
Hall & Oates song, that one, You Make My Dreams Come True. But now it's so fun because all of these songs come with art. So my Frankie was listening to that and I don't pay attention to the image that comes up, but she's like, play that song where the two guys are peeking around the doorway. I'm like, wait, the two guys peeking around the doorway. Oh, Hall & Oates.
Oh, I loved Hall & Oates.
I know. This is what I'm saying. So I'm enjoying this new technology where you can get everything's at your fingertips. I'm having a blast with it as a mom.
How do you feel about your kids listening to their music in the car, that especially if you have the younger siblings in the backseat and it's swearing and offensive lyrics?
No, that is a hard stop.
Because you said you were open.
I give all the creative freedom to you listen to whatever you want. I'm not going to go into my teenager's room and shut her music down like what was done to me.
Right.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I cannot have my little girls listening to my teenager's music though, because of the world that we live in now, where if you say the wrong word, even if you're mouthing it and not saying it or not even mouthing it, whatever, I don't care. If you're making a TikTok and the song that you're TikToking to has the wrong word in it, wrong word as in if you say that wrong word, your life is over. My teenager knows full well that that's a death sentence and not acceptable. I don't trust that my little girls do. No. Like my 12-year-old is figuring it out, but I'm still like, she hasn't expressed to me that she understands the gravity of what to not say. So I do not allow explicit music in the car that my teenager wants to play if there are any younger girls in there.
Do you have XM radio?
Yes.
Okay. Because
here we go.
Oh, I love calling out.
I mean, they are peeking around the closet like two little guys that came out to play a song. How can you not?
The song reminds me of
that. I mean, come on. That song is for all ages, okay?
That sure is. That sure is.
Well, she knows. That's why it's a privilege if she's riding with just me, because I will allow all of fucking bitch, blah, 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 and other things that you don't say. I'm not in front of the little ones. No way.
No.
Nope.
I don't either. Put some headphones in.
Please.
I'm not going to control what you listen to.
I'm not either.
Because...
But don't play it in front of the younger people.
And I know that, you know, with teenagers, that's their form of expression.
I know.
That is developmentally, that's their way that they express themselves.
The same way that you and I have those memories of this song was for the breakup and this song was, you know, I mean, Axel was everything to me in high school.
Oh, man.
I mean, I would reference him all the time. Somebody was like, oh, how are you so comfortable with that thing where your friend didn't invite you to the party or whatever? And I'll be like, because I'm just channeling my Axel attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. So I like that you brought up that they do that. It's part of their...
When they think that they can't relate to the parents or adults, you know, and
turn to
teenagers,
the music.
Like just in general, they rebel against authority.
Mm-hmm.
So they like to hide themselves in their bedrooms and bury themselves into music that they can relate to. You know,
I don't know.
Maybe
that
the lyrics in a song are talking
teenagers
about.
Teenagers are relating to the rap. Some they
you
must
know,
be. Because my kid, that's all she has on her playlist. Well, that's not true. She does the country music too because I've taught her well.
There's only a couple of genres that are popular right now. It's pop, country, and rap.
You're right. I mean, I have not thought about it on a popularity level. But I'm trying to figure out why this, like, do you call it death rap? My kid listens to the dark rap.
Yeah, mine
death,
too.
What is that called?
I don't know.
But
don't
like
know.
To where I was riding in a car with her and her friends, and I was giving them all turns with the aux cord, because that's what the cool moms do now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all playing their songs, and it was MK's turn, and they're like, oh no, we don't like yours. Yours is so, what'd they say, dark or?
Yeah. It's bad.
Hers was the like heaviest, mm-hmm. naughtiest rap
yeah.
possible.
And yeah. I have a couple of those in my family too. Mm-hmm. As a mom, I hate it. I hate it. I don't like listening to their lyric.
No.
But my child
learned some new words.
Yeah. My child gave me a reality check though recently. But because we were in the car and he was blasting his rap and he does not listen to mainstream. And so we're listening to it and it was just the two of us in the car, so I didn't have to worry about any siblings. And I really tried not to zone out on that music because I tried just to get...
I mean, you're listening to it actively,
into,
right?
Like, I'm listening to the lyrics, I'm listening
to
the
too.
Beats, I'm trying to figure
and
out...
I'm trying not to make my face cringe when I hear, like, the word thought and other things.
I just can't...
It makes one of my eyes close, and I twitch a bit.
Right.
I'm like, oh,
my knee is twitching up and down, up and down, up and down. Like I have a nervous twitch, and I just... feel fire inside of me.
So the act of listening is really half tolerance, half active listening.
It's a huge amount of tolerance. So I'm listening to it and I just turned to my 15-year-old son and I said, hey, I'm just curious. I want to know what you like about this music. I'm not asking as an insult or as, you know, I'm truly asking.
Inquiring minds want
why,
to know.
Like, do you like the beats? Do you like these horrific lyrics about somebody cooking up drugs in their basement?
Oh,
I mean, what do you
lyrics,
like about this song?
God, please don't say you like the lyrics. They're so bad.
So it was interesting.
It makes my actual jaw drop.
What's funny is he responded with something that I wasn't expecting. He responded with, I hardly ever listen to the actual lyrics of this particular artist. That particular artist, who I can't remember who it was, little something, I'm sure. But he really loved the actual beats of it. And he's interested in how the production of
really?
The music and how the artists put the beat
really?
Beats together.
Oh, I love that.
And so he's
good for him.
Yeah. And so when you talk to your kid and when you find out what do you like about this particular song or this artist, and they're not going to say, oh, I really enjoy listening to them.
Fuck you, bitch.
And berating other people or women or whatever. That's just that artist. But he actually liked the other parts of it, which I'm like, okay, I can totally understand that. But it was interesting because when I started that dialogue, then he was inquisitive to me about,
oh,
what did you...
That's so sweet. That must have been your blonde boy.
It was not.
Oh, really? Wow. Your kids give more shits about you than mine do. My 12-year-old cares very much about what I'm interested in. But my teenager is... She's influenced by it,
yeah,
which makes me feel very happy and proud. But she's not going to ask me what I like about stuff.
Yeah.
No, doesn't care.
Well, I
will catch her playing fish.
Oh, okay. Well, see there. That was all you.
That's all me.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes my old country.
Okay.
Which makes me happy.
My son asked me, so did you ever listen to rap or hip hop when you were a teenager?
Yeah.
Because it was really popular when we were teenagers, late 80s, early 90s.
Yes. Remember, it was like Naughty by Nature. It wasn't like, fuck you in the tunnel, bitch, with the cocaine.
You must not have listened to NWA very much.
I didn't.
I did
pop rap. I did not. No, my dark stuff was within the metal range. I didn't go into any dark rap ever. Megadeth and Primus, mm-hmm. yes. But not dark rap.
Winona's Big Brown Beaver?
No. Said that out loud, Briggs.
That was a great Primus song. In fact, so I just have
that's
to say
a Primus
this.
Song?
Winona's Big Brown Beaver?
I don't know that song. I thought you were talking about rap.
No, I'm talking about Primus.
I don't know that song.
Oh, come on.
I don't. Wait, I'm looking it up right now.
Do it.
Since we're doing this. Wait, is it bad?
No, but the title is Winona's
Big Brown
Beaver. Well,
the title's a little gross. But I will say that title is so innocent compared to now. There's one I wrote down. It's actually called Thotania or Thotania or however you say it.
What the hell is that?
Well, you know that word, that new word thought, right? It means something that I don't even know what you're allowed to say anymore. It means like hoe bag or slut or something terrible.
You are 45.
I know. No, it means slut.
Yes.
But it's a new word. T-H-O-T. Thought.
Oh,
and you'll hear it all.
Oh, I thought you were saying T-H-O-U-G-H-T.
No, old lady. Not like I thought you said that. No, like T-H-O-T.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, after I look up your stupid, weird Primus Beaver song, I'm going to look up. I'll show you that on the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary with the Gambino. Mm-hmm. What is your weird song called? Winona?
Yes, like Winona Ryder.
With a Y or an I?
I don't know. I think a Y.
I'm just going to look up. Is it like Primus's most famous song?
Probably.
Okay, go. Keep me on topic.
I'm just saying parents don't typically take the time to understand their kids' music. There it is.
Hey, this is a good song.
The gnome is big.
Until I hear the lyrics, right? Am I going to be offended the second I hear the actual lyrics? I like the beat, though.
Yeah, awesome.
So that's what I mean. Like,
see, like the actual music is so cool and uplifting, and it just makes you like motivated. But the title, you know,
the title's kind of dumb.
Back in the day, we didn't have the titles popping up on our screens,
and we didn't
usually know what a lot of the titles were.
I know
that particular song from Primus came up. I was listening to like Lithium on XM Radio one day,
I like
and
that
song came up.
It's a good song,
but my kids though, they like put me in my place sometimes because I sometimes do bitch about their music to them, especially if they're listening to it in my car. And I don't want to listen to it all the time, especially the really, really, really bad stuff.
I know.
And I'm not talking about mainstream on the radio. I'm talking about stuff that you can't even find.
I know.
And they're listening to it. And I'm trying to be in tune with it. And it just drives me crazy. And I'm like, you know what? Listen to this on your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it with your headphones on. But I'm not listening to it on our car ride right now. No,
right.
Thank you.
There are certain rap artists that I will tolerate and others where I'm like, no.
So
some of it's really funny though, lyrically. Gambino. That song by him, the one I like so much, I think it's called Sweatpants. I'm trying to actually memorize the whole song because I think the lyrics are so brilliant.
I don't know that one.
He says, you know, things like you're faker than sweet and low, which I think is something I should say in my life.
Yeah.
I should say to people,
yeah,
you're faker than sweet and low. But then again, there's that whole thing where I'm 45 and I'm trying to quote the Gambino.
Right.
But I love that line.
Yeah.
That you're faker than the sweet and low.
That's hilarious.
It's awesome.
I know.
That song is really, really funny.
Yeah.
Nah, it's funny, but it's also like, I wish I was that cool.
I think it's witty.
It's
to
witty.
Come up with
that's what
like
it is.
That.
To tell someone they're faker than sweet and low, I think it's
funny.
Like day made.
Yeah,
if I remember to say that to somebody, I'm like, fuck yeah. I just told you that you were faker than sweet and low, bitch. While my teen is like slowly dying.
Yeah.
Mom, please.
Mom, just stop.
Mom,
just
stop.
Just stop. It's
but
not
you know
even
what?
Funny
the whole like mom,
mouth.
Stop thing, as far as you and I go, that's still kind of a compliment because there are moms that wouldn't even let that be played or tolerated.
No.
We're at least trying to be cool like the Gambino.
Right. What I was saying was my kids will put me in my place sometimes because we were just talking about that Primus song. I told my kid, turn your music off. I'm not listening
and you,
to it.
And then you turned
on
that.
My Lithium.
Good job, Briggs.
And then Winona's Big Brown Beaver comes on.
Uh-huh.
And my son goes, really? So
me.
We're going to turn off my song that was just called like, I don't know what.
Fish.
And now we're going to listen to Winona's Big Brown Beaver. Cool. Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
Well, because there's an element of my car, my music.
I know. Do you find
I do want to play only my music in my car.
I
do. Because I love listening to my music. But I also love that my kids love listening to theirs because I raised mm-hmm. them to love their music. It's just that I gave them the freedom and the independence and now I don't like what they like. But that's, I did that.
Well, do you find it to be a disrespect thing when they turn it on in your car?
No.
If it's the inappropriate lyrics that they feel that they can listen to completely explicit lyrics right in front of their mom?
No.
So you don't find that to be disrespectful?
I don't. It makes me happy because I feel like I'm a safe place for them and that I'm not judgmental mm-hmm. and that I'm giving them freedom to like and express and be creative. Even though, I mean, my face does cringe because there's some, you can't not sometimes because
it's shocking.
Whatever.
Sometimes it's very shocking.
I'm not even going to pull one up to play because
no.
God forbid it say something that's like,
no,
none of it's okay. It's not okay what they're saying in the songs.
No.
One bit. It's clever and a lot of it is very, very creative in how they describe how they're just fucking some bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so offensive.
A lot of it is. And I think that as parents, we look at our teen music and we see that we just have like this prejudgment of what it's about. Because I remember rap music when I was a kid. I mean, one of my favorite albums was Doggy Style from Snoop Dogg.
Well,
have you ever listened to those lyrics?
Yes.
Some of those lyrics will blow these away.
I know. And
nowadays.
I do like that Snoop is still popular with the young kids. I really do. That makes me happy.
Okay.
I bought his cookbook, actually, by the way.
Oh,
you have
did?
It?
No.
Oh, it's funny.
Is it brownies?
No. What? Oh. No. Did he make it with Martha Stewart?
I think so, yes.
Wait, what did I see the other day that I sent to somebody? It was the funniest thing. Oh, some young girl rapper with tattoos all over her face, like ratted out everybody else or something to get in less trouble. Did you see that?
No.
God bless if I don't know her name. She's probably Lil something. Lil something. Now I'm saying Lil something.
Little bitch.
Oh, don't take that little bitch.
I don't know any.
I don't know
any.
I really don't.
Tattoos all over their face.
Well, they all have the tattoos all over
know,
their
that's,
face.
I'm sure that'll
don't
look.
Tattoo your face. Can that just be a rule?
Like, I'm sure that'll look amazing when they're like 60.
No, don't. Can you tattoo all day long, but not on your face, please?
Yeah.
The only person that should have tattoos on her face, on their face, ever, is Kat Von D. Because hers look badass and good. Nobody else. You don't even like hers?
I think Kat Von D is drop dead gorgeous.
Yes.
But I do not like facial tattoos and I don't care who they're.
I only like hers.
Yeah.
Everybody else, stop it.
Yeah.
That one, that little peep had all of his and whatever. Okay.
My daughter wore a Snoop t-shirt yesterday to school.
Was that her 70s day thing?
Mm-hmm.
Was a Snoop shirt?
Well, it was tie-dye.
Oh, because the tie-dye.
So she wore the tie-dye, but on the front, it was a picture of Snoop Dogg.
Good for her.
No. I didn't like that.
Yes, you did.
So tell me
you
this.
Just don't want to admit that you're proud of her for loving Snoop. MK had a Grateful Dead tie-dye shirt on, but she decided not to wear it because she was like, well, the cool kids don't actually get into character. I'm like, okay, maybe you're just a freshman snob, but
I don't think that my daughter knew that it was 70s day.
Oh, she was just wearing it.
That's just what she wears. Because you know how I found out it was 70s day was when you texted me, oh, is she wearing that for 70s day? And I was like, oh maybe it is 70s
yeah,
day.
This week is all themed.
Yeah,
festive.
I saw that now.
Wait, what was today?
I think 80s.
Oh, I wasn't there because I had to go get my boobs squished and eyes checked.
Oh, well, okay. That's more important.
Yep.
Yep. That's more important. I'm sure dad didn't know it was 80s day to help get the kids ready. No.
No.
No. But they're in high school. They need to own that themselves.
They can figure it out.
Yeah.
So Snoop made a comment about her saying, Martha never ratted anybody out. Mm-hmm. He was defending Martha of all things.
Well, they're like,
I guess they're pals now.
Of course.
Okay. She got lucky with that because she's boring as shit.
She's a dud. But you know what?
She got lucky to be paired up with Snoop and he actually likes her for some reason. This is better for her than it is for
you know
him.
Why? Because she's a white woman that's been in prison and he's a black man
who
that has never
been
in prison.
So they're BFFs. Fine.
He makes her look good. He actually brings some vibrance to her life.
I know.
She is
because she's going to stand there and whisk those eggs all day long.
I know.
No, thank you.
I seriously, you know,
no,
if you talked to me in 1994, when I loved Snoop Dogg's, his first album that came out when he was 20 years old or whatever, that in 25 years that they would have a cookbook together with Martha Stewart. I mean,
of course not.
When my kids ask me questions about rap music from when I used to listen to it, I don't know, for some reason, I'm like, oh, old school rap is so much better than this crap now and this mumble rap.
Do you say that?
I have. And then they're like, well, play me something. So I'll go back and play whatever. And the lyrics are horrible.
You embarrass yourself, right?
You know, and
you're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, and then the production is also kind of not as good because we didn't have the equipment like we do now. We did not have the technology that we have now. It's bad. My kids, because they're so into rap, like, and then they started to get kind of interested in where it all came from. And so they were watching Straight Outta Compton. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's my generation. I remember all this going on with these artists and Ice Cube and Eazy-E and all, you know, all
the
these
East
guys,
Coast,
Dr.
West
Dre.
Coast,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is where it all began, guys. Your little Lils wouldn't exist today if it weren't for those pioneers that genre back then.
Right.
And so they got really interested. But
That's
you know
cute.
What? As much as I hate my kids listening to some of that music, it's so fun to make a connection with your kids. And that is
everything.
Where I pull out a win.
Oh, you always remember the win. I'm so proud
well,
of you
I
for that.
Have to try to...
It's a huge win. Maybe you can connect over it.
I try to make a conscious effort to connect with my kids on some level, on some topic every day. And it's not about me all the time. It's not about the parents and controlling and all of this. I don't find that is a good strategy in my life to connect with my kids.
No, that's how you find a way to not connect with your kids.
Right. I don't want my kids to feel like completely embarrassed or scared to ever listen to anything in front of me.
Oh, right. I agree.
I don't
want... We're the same on that.
I don't necessarily care to listen to the garbage lyrics. They're going to listen to it whether I like it or not. I'm not going to...
So why not let it be free and then connect with it?
And I like to connect with my kids.
I do too, of course.
That's the
whole idea.
That's the one thing that keeps me alive during the parenting challenges of teenagers.
The bonding moments are everything.
And we like to, like, we make jokes about it. You know, my kids will make fun of me about, you know, music that I listen to. And then I'll not make fun of them, but just, you know, we'll like just make little jabs at each other. Like, you know, if I'm listening to some country music or whatever, you know, my kids might be like, okay, all they talk about is sitting in the back of a pickup truck and getting drunk.
I know.
And
sounds amazing.
And I'm like, well, you guys are just sitting around smoking weed, you know, and getting in fights or
I know,
whatever.
I think it's such great modeling to them, though, to show, you know, the same way somebody says to you, the best way to get your kids to love to read is to always have them see you reading a book,
mm-hmm.
which mine do just because I love to read. to be honest, more so than them seeing me read a book, they see me or they hear me listening to all different kinds of music all the time.
Right.
And that makes me feel so happy that mm-hmm. I'm showing them that all music is okay and being eclectic is okay. You mm-hmm. don't have to just like what's popular. You don't have to choose one genre. You can love everything.
When my daughter started to listen to Dave Matthews recently, I was like,
ooh.
Well, you know what? Everybody has their own thing.
I know. That's one thing that might be the only thing that you love that I don't like.
It's just one of those things that just takes me back to college and like when my husband and I first started dating and I used to go to all the concerts.
And you know, he dropped poop in the Chicago River.
Oh, I remember that.
He'll never get rid of that.
No,
sorry.
I know. That was bad.
I know. It's funny now.
That was bad. And that's what music is. That's why when you're older, you tend to listen to stuff that you listen to maybe in your teens or your 20s, because that's when you have the most fun.
Anytime you want to relive something.
Yeah.
I mean, what a huge blessing it is to be of a species where we have ears and memories and you can pull up a song and remember how you felt and where you were. That's a huge gift of life.
It takes you back. When I hear Love Song from Tesla.
Now, this is the winter that we do not miss the Tesla show.
I missed it last year.
I'm
still better.
Broken elbow.
I am salty. I am so salty.
I bought some boots that I can walk.
Okay. It wasn't even that. It was a huge
snowstorm. No, it was ice out. We have to
ice storm.
We yep. have to make sure that we go to Tesla. I was listening to Paradise yesterday because God bless.
Oh, the beginning of Paradise.
It's the best.
Brings me to like my best friend's bedroom listening to that on her CD player. I mean, it's
just the best.
It's the best. And that's what music does to you. So you want your kids to have that.
Okay. So if that's the best, then that's also the best for them. And then the best of the best and the win is when you can share that together.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest things ever about having offspring is when you get to relate to them on something that's magic and you get to share magic.
Mm-hmm.
Here, raise your little bourbon empty glass to
that's
that.
Right. Well,
sharing magic.
Absolutely. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
All right. So
what else do you want to say about it? Yours are older. I'm protecting my little ones still a bit. I'm still in that land of exposure and protection because they don't understand what they can and can't say in the world that will ruin their life. They're still like Johnny Cash.
You know, I truly do, like with my daughter, I truly miss the days of going to a Hannah Montana concert
mm-hmm.
and the Jonas Brothers. I don't mean new Jonas Brothers. I mean like old Jonas Brothers concerts. Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato.
I'll have to take you with me when I take up. So Taylor has not announced part two of her tour for this new Love album. Which I think I already love the Reputation album more. Well, okay, two things. You've got to come over on Halloween because Frankie is going to be, we love Halloween at our house.
Yeah.
And she is Taylor Swift from the Reputation tour.
Okay.
I got the whole thing.
Wow.
I have all of it.
What does that look like?
You'll have to come and see.
Okay.
But so she's going to announce part two of her Love tour. And I'm taking the little girls. You should come with and just like live through that because that's so great when they're there,
it's
like
so
for their little concerts.
Fun.
But Taylor's a good performer, but it's a big concert.
I loved taking my daughter to Taylor Swift.
For
we went
sure.
to see her a few times. She kind of looks out into the audience kind of weird sometimes. Like she takes it all in between songs.
It's her meditation.
She does like this almost creepy, like staring off into the audience.
Wait, you think that too? Brian thinks that she gets creepy. I don't see that.
I think
she's all magic. You see the creepy? Brian said that one day. He's like, oh, that girl has weird eyes like Taylor Swift. I'm like, what?
In between her songs?
Yeah.
When
she's
the whole place
out
erupts.
Her fans.
When the whole place, I mean, we've seen her at Soldier Field a
yes,
couple times.
Which is the worst music venue in the world.
Yeah.
Hate Soldier Field.
Well,
great place to die.
Oh, we saw that. We saw that Grateful Dead concert there. That
oh,
50,
hell,
what was it called?
No, oh.
50 something.
What did they call
it
that?
Like the
it was
50,
supposed to be the end of the end. And then they're like, wait, John Mayer forever. We didn't
they,
really
didn't
talk
they
about
call it. Like Dead and
together,
Friends or something? But
Dead
that
and
was
Company?
A bad one. Dead
no,
and Company.
No, that's not what we saw.
No, we saw.
We saw the tour before it became Dead and Company.
Yes.
The Fare Thee Well.
Fare Thee Well. That's what it was. Oh, that
the
was.
The Fare Thee fucking Nightmare.
That was a nightmare.
Horrible. I hate Soldier Field.
You know what? To me, it
and
wasn't
I hate
Soldier
the new,
Field. It
I hate
wasn't
the new
music.
Vibe, too. Can you guys get off of your drugs a little bit?
I hated the people there. That
too
was
many drugs. Stop.
Terrible. terrible.
Ugh, you can't, but no, stand the fuck up. Don't barf.
Stop throwing up. My husband
stand up and don't barf, okay?
My husband had to carry a woman from the very top nosebleed seats.
Well, the nosebleeds are where you could die, yes.
Yes, all the way down to a medic. And I swear to God, to this day, I don't know if that woman is alive.
I'm over the medics mixed with music thing. I didn't even get to enjoy you at that show because of this barfing woman. But I was already upset by the time I got in there because of the weird like meth heads in the grocery carts in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
I no. Know.
It was terrible.
Are we at a concert or are we at rehab?
I don't know.
Where are we?
I mean, they definitely were not at rehab. There was no help in sight for these motherfuckers.
No.
It was bad.
I
don't like that environment.
I'm starting to couch tour a little bit for fish more.
Yeah.
Because I love fish and I love the set list.
I can't do fish concerts with you anymore though.
So never?
I don't think so.
Why? Because of all the cocaine at the one?
Yeah, that one was terrible.
Well, we did get so close.
We were
to the
right
stage.
Up front.
But not going as just girls is eh.
I just don't like the people in the audience.
I don't
like
her. It's too much. Oh,
because
you
were going to
remember? Because you had a throwdown with that girl in the pit.
I usually do. I mean, this isn't even the worst one
we
that
can't,
I have.
We cannot get into the whole thing about you fighting with other girls at concerts.
I can't, because I can't deal with, I need my personal space.
You were your own like rap song. You're like, listen, bitch. Didn't you say listen, you little bitch or something?
Yes.
You can't talk like that, Briggs.
I become a totally different human when I'm in that environment.
I know. You're about to throw down.
I know.
All right,
I'm on guard.
We won't go back to fish, but we do have to go to one Tesla because we've tried and
failed.
I'll
go to Tesla.
We have to go to Tesla
because those are more my people.
You know, I skipped fish this summer because they were only at Alpine, which I can't do. But we're getting a little distracted, but I am over the scene of the music mixed with the drugs. It's so annoying.
It's terrible.
Maybe it's because I'm 45, but I'm like, can you please stop it? I can't even fucking walk. You're in the aisle. Get out of my way.
Before the first song even
starts.
Stop
offering me your weird drugs that I think aren't drugs because I'm stupid.
Oh my God.
Remember when we all went, the six of us, and that guy with his moonstones?
Mm-hmm. And
I'm like, oh, you have enchanted crystals that were out in the full moonlight? Let me see.
I'm like,
no, moron. No, it's some sort of drug.
I looked at everyone else. I'm like, would you get her, please?
Go away
from the people.
Idiot. I'm so wonderfully naive.
Oh my God. Do you remember that song in the early 90s? Parents Just Don't Understand.
By Will Smith.
No, Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I think that song is so funny because, I mean, it's totally cheesy song.
It's super pop culture cheesy.
Super. But I just always thought it was funny when he came out with that song because it's so true. Generally speaking, parents don't understand teenagers. It's hard to understand them and the evolution of their culture that they're living in at the moment because it's so different than the previous generation, especially in our case because
of the media.
We are the first generation of parents that are parenting in this social media era.
I know.
And the technology era.
I don't understand it. I don't know why they're singing their songs on their TikTok and why that's why they care. I don't.
Yeah.
I think it's cute that they care and that they make them, but I don't know why they do.
Right. But I think we may not always understand, but I think that there is a way that we could at least open our minds to connect with our kids on a level of understanding that they do live in a different generation and we're not going to be able to control what they listen to. We want them to be pure and innocent forever and ever and ever. And that's, but at the same time, there is a realness to that. And just because they listen to music with all these terrible things, violence, drugs, and everything, do we always have to assume the worst about our children because of the music that they're listening to? No, I don't think so.
No, you know what? Actually, I think the nice outcome of giving them freedom to listen to what they want and to not have to like hide it from us or be ashamed of it is that you are opening up that safe place and that communication for, in the case of, let's say, worst case scenario, a child starts to act out something from these lyrics, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like by laying this groundwork of, you know, these are all of your freedoms and I'm here for you regardless and I'm not judging you mm-hmm. and I'm open and here for you. The idea is, yes, it's magical if we can share rap together and mm-hmm. like relate to them and have a connection. But really, the idea is to lay the groundwork for, oh my God, if something like this was to happen to you for real, if you became the person in those lyrics, that they would come to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want.
And how is that any different than like watching a movie with violence or watching a movie?
Well, it's not. It's not.
It doesn't mean you're going to go out and do what the lyrics are saying.
But that's a parenting fear. That's what some parents fear.
A lot of parents.
Yes. This is where you and I are weird and the outlier moms, because we tolerate all of it and let them do it.
I don't personally feel, and I'm sure that there's plenty of haters out there that will disagree with me on many levels.
Fine.
That's fine. But
we're not helicopter moms, and we don't do that in the music.
No, and I don't feel that by listening to lyrics in a song that will prompt my child to go do the same act out in the real world.
I don't think that is realistic. I don't either, but there is definitely a group that believes that. For sure.
Music is influential, though.
Well, it is.
You listen to a certain genre of music and you end up you dress like them, you look like them, you color your hair like them, you get tattoos, you get piercings, whatever. Or you know, maybe there's another genre where you're wearing your pants below your ass.
Right.
Where you're walking around.
You know
around,
what, though? You know, I feel like, Briggs, if a teenager fully takes on strictly one genre, to the point of dressing like it and becoming self-absorbed in the look that goes with that music to a detriment, something else is going on with that kid. Generally speaking, the child will maintain a sense of self while loving the music.
I was just going to say that.
No?
Because I feel like one of the positives of music for teens is that it helps them express themselves and connect to certain social groups.
That's the whole idea, right? Because these are their learning years. They're supposed to be like, oh, this is my, whatever, emo phase. Remember when I only listened to this kind of music? We've all had those times.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I would only do this music and now I listen to this? Like, that's part of becoming a person.
Right.
And maybe you and I do too much of the, like, eclecticism. Is that eclecticism? Eclecticism?
We're just going to assume that our listeners know what we're trying to say
here. Yes. But I think the way that you and I model provides part of that open world.
I agree.
And it probably takes them longer to decide exactly where they're going to land because there's a lot coming at them, and it's coming at them from you and I too.
Yeah,
I do not play music every time I drive, ever. If they're not playing theirs, I'm playing mine. And I'm normally playing mine because I have little kids in the car and I'm in charge.
Right. Me too. I agree. But I feel like sometimes when you're a teen and you're not feeling like you belong in a certain social group, and you might find that comfort in a type of music, and that's good, and that's okay, because you want them to feel a sense of belonging to somewhere.
But
you
I think that's
feel isolated.
Where you no. But I think that's where parents start to get afraid and say, "Wow, you know what? All you listen to is this emo music, and you're always in your room, and the lights are off."
That's scary for a parent.
It's very scary. But I think the assumption is because we want an answer, so then the assumption becomes, "Oh, it's the music. Why is the music to blame?"
Do you remember back in the day when, I can't remember which heavy metal artist it was, maybe Ozzy Osbourne or Judas Priest or something, where there was like a lawsuit that they listened to one of Ozzy Osbourne's songs.
It was Ozzy.
And like somebody went out and committed suicide or something. And they blamed the music. Like, it went through a court hearing.
That was a big
blaming Ozzy Osbourne's
thing.
Lyrics.
I know.
And if there wasn't...
Can you imagine trying that now? Excuse me. Which artist are you going to blame? Really? No.
Yeah, right. No. No.
No.
I mean, Ozzy Osbourne was... I mean, he was...
He really did bite the head off of that bat and everything.
Oh, sure shit did. That was gross.
That is disgusting. Was it a lie?
He's done grosser things than that, too.
No, I know. Wait. In that... Oh, God. What did he do in that disgusting Motley Crue movie? He drank the piss and snorted the ants.
He snorted the ants and then
licked
piss. He peed on the pool deck and then he licked it up. And then Nikki Sixx pissed on the ground too. And then
licked that up.
Then he got on the ground and licked that up.
That's fucking disgusting.
What human does? I mean,
only that human.
Only Ozzy.
He's the only human that does that that's not in jail.
Right. Or dead.
Or a mental institution.
How is he alive?
Well, I don't know.
Is that man? I mean, he's barely alive. He's hanging on by his
sorted ants.
He's weird, man. I did like him back in the day, though.
Well, for sure. I still like him. I like the way he's like says Sharon on the reality show.
I think his kids are awesome. I love Sharon, but
I just
love back in the day, he was actually insane.
Yes.
And I used to like Ozzy Osbourne music. I used to love...
Now, you know that I was not allowed to listen to that occult music. I had to sneak all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So by sneaking it, that meant that I only got to scratch the surface of that stuff because I was not allowed.
Well, my parents hated it too.
But somehow you got around.
They would not go out and buy me an Ozzy Osbourne tape or a Motley Crue Shout at the Devil tape. They didn't buy me stuff like that. But if I had it or if I borrowed it from a friend or if I went and bought it with my own money,
Did you have to hide it though?
No.
I had to hide mine. Oh, I did.
No.
Bad.
I was in fifth. Oh, this is what I was going to tell you about Madonna earlier. This is the funniest thing. Okay. So when I was in fourth or fifth grade, I believe maybe fourth grade, my best friend and I, Madonna, Like a Virgin was the shit.
Yeah, that was the best.
We were obsessed with.
Remember
that
how
album.
Much she upset everybody by the way she danced on the stage and like rolled around and everything?
Yeah,
that song.
And that's G-rated these days.
Oh, yeah.
So, my best friend and I created this amazing dance routine for the school talent show to Like a Virgin.
That's awesome.
When we were nine.
Yeah, of course.
And we practiced it out in the lawn. And we just got it down to...
All choreographed.
It was amazing. Then we showed it to our parents. And then we had to submit our dance to the school to let them know that we wanted to be on the list of acts. And my mom stood there watching us do our dance. Because we were trying to kind of emulate the MTV video.
Of course.
Of Madonna. Now, we weren't rolling around. We did a little bit, but we did some provocative stuff, but we didn't know it was provocative. Like, we were just, Madonna was a role model to us, and we didn't even know what a virgin was. We did not know what the lyrics meant. We did not know. We just knew that we loved Madonna. We knew that we loved the beat, and we knew that we loved the tiger in the video. I don't know. Anyway.
The tiger?
Yeah.
And Like a Virgin?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the tiger.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to find it.
So anyways, we show the dance routine to our mothers and they about died. And I remember my mom saying, oh no, here's the thing, girls. You cannot do this for the school talent show. This song is not appropriate.
Well, the song is not even appropriate for the talent show. It's really not.
No.
I mean, talent shows in schools today will let you play
Anything.
But as a mom, you don't want to be the mom of the kid doing the inappropriate song.
Right.
No.
Right.
There's so enough problems as a mom. You don't want to say yes to that shit.
No. So she said, you absolutely cannot do this song. You cannot dance to Madonna. You cannot dance, especially Like a Virgin.
There is no Like a Virgin. You're nine. No.
Done. And we were like so brokenhearted.
Well, sure.
We did not know why.
And so you had worked so hard.
We worked so weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks perfecting this dance. So at that time, I was at my friend's house and we were so pissed off at our moms. And I'm like, I don't understand this. She goes and she pulls out her Webster's dictionary and we look up the word virgin. And we're like, oh, okay, that's what that means.
They don't want us dancing to things that have to do with sex or the lack thereof. Okay.
Right, touch for the very first time.
Thanks. Wow.
And
look
I was
at that
like
memory
nine.
Assigned to a song, huh?
Yeah. So we couldn't do it. And I remember thinking, man, Madonna's a real rebel.
Yeah, right?
Making this song.
That's hilarious.
And now it's like G-rated.
But if you got away with listening to that song on the car radio in the day and your mom was either liked it and ignored it or was too stupid to know what was going on with it, that was a huge score. You're like, yes.
I think
we're in the backseat. We just listened to Madonna.
I think my mom was just clueless because I remember I used to listen to some really bad music back in the day that was considered bad.
Right.
And she just, I mean, I used to blare it like louder, like shaking the walls of the house.
The best.
And my mom would never say a word
to
me.
Like that Twisted Sister video. I always think of that. It's always what's in my mind.
I hardly ever got in trouble for that.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Well, my mom was used to being married to my dad who was in a band.
Yeah.
So,
well, lucky again.
Again, I think the win here is just finding a connection with your kids. If you're going to put up that barrier between you and your child? Because music is a huge thing for teenagers. Mm-hmm. It just is. Yep. There are not a lot of teenagers that aren't into one form of music or another.
Well, and God bless them for it, because that's a gift. That's one of the most beautiful things of life.
It is.
One of my favorite things in the whole world is music.
Sometimes music is what gets you through.
Yes.
Hard times.
Yep.
It gets you through.
Well, I'm happy that you and I share a perspective on this. I'm happy for the music that we share, even though you won't go back to fish with me. And I say cheers to giving kids the freedom in the music.
I
really do, especially as teens.
Freedom in music.
They need it, and they need to, ideally, this is where you and I are hitting an ideal, honestly, because we suck at so many things.
Oh.
You and I are really damn good at the freedom in music and connecting with our kids with it.
All right, so well, I'm going to cheers to that.
Cheers.
Like that.
Till
all right, guys,
time.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yes. Two Moms and a Mic.
Two Moms and a Mic. And on Facebook at...
Same thing.
Two Moms and a Mic.
M-I-C.
All right.
We're the two moms. We have a mic.
Two today.
I know. Fancy pants. See you next time.
Cheers.